Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Successful people maintain a positive focus in life no matter what is going on around them. They stay focused on their past successes rather than their past failures, and on the next action steps that they need to take to get closer to the fulfillment of their goals rather than other distractions that life presents to them. And this is a quote by my mentor, Jeff Canfield, of the Success Principles. Every day we are given a choice as to whether to allow negativity in the world to influence our world. You have a choice in what you allow into your mind. And as a child growing up, we were not allowed to have any weapon toys or watch any violent shows. I did not understand why as much as I do now. What we are exposed to influences the way we think and how we interact with the world. The reason why some influences are more memorable than others are because of the emotions we attach to the event. Many people remember exactly what they were doing and where they were when 9-1-1 happened, JFK was shot, when Princess Diana was killed. Why? Because they emotionally connected the event to what they were feeling. We do not remember all the information and facts that we encounter, as they're not significant to us. If you want to make things positive and memorable, you need to assign the feeling to an event. But how do you filter out the negativity? You need to condition your mind every day. Pay attention to the words you use and reframe if necessary. You may have to drop some words from your vocabulary like can't and try. When it comes to the word can't, it means you won't or you choose not to. It's cannot. You're choosing not to. As in the wise words of Yoda from Star Wars, do or do not. There is no try. When you try something, you're making an attempt without really putting a lot of effort into it. Start saying, I am in progress of. By simply shifting the words you use, you start creating a different energy and you're creating possibility. You are capable of much more than what you're giving yourself credit for. Empower yourself with uplifting stories. Feed your mind with positivity. When you hear stories of ordinary people doing extraordinary things, you are granting permission to dream bigger than ever before. If someone has done something that you want to do, it means you can do it because it has been done. Read books or watch movies or television shows that inspire you. Surround yourself with people who make you feel better. These are the ones who encourage and support those crazy dreams. They often challenge you to become a better version of yourself and to stretch out of your comfort zone. You want to be around people who are not judging you for going after your dreams. You want to be inspired by you and you by them. Push a little harder. Choose to focus on service. When you catch yourself feeling sorry for yourself, start focusing on the needs of others. When you support others in reaching their goals, you feel good because you're not focused on lack or scarcity. Remember that your thoughts and feelings influence the actions you take and ultimately the results that you're getting. Let go of the past to enjoy the present and step into your future. When you are hung up on events from the past, you are sabotaging the present moment and how your future unfolds. We often hang on to those stories because of how we felt in the moment, even though it no longer serves us. I'm not saying you must forget what happened, but you can forgive, or you choose not to let that circumstance influence your life. Rewrite your story. How do you wish it occurred? Can you share your story from a positive perspective? What did you learn? What went right? And what did not go so well that you'd rather forget? Keep track of those wins and successes. And no matter how big or small, it is important to keep track of our accomplishments to see if we are meeting our goals or if we're on the right track to meeting those goals. Seeing these milestones also helps build momentum and motivates us to keep going and take note of how far we have come. Take note of all you have grateful for. The more grateful you are for what you have, the more you will have to be grateful for. Not sure of what to be grateful for? Let's start with your beating heart, your lungs that enable you to breathe, and the blood that flows and provides oxygen to the rest of your body. There is much to be grateful for and many things that we take for granted. Make each of these conditioning exercises a part of your daily discipline and watch what happens. I would not be surprised if you take bolder actions, you start speaking toward your success, you learn and grow, develop new ideas, and celebrate those wins. Chances are you will lead a happier and more fulfilling life, and who doesn't want that? I'm going to leave you with a final quote. Russell Wilson said, "I truly believe in positive synergy, that your positive mindset gives you a more hopeful outlook, and belief that you can do something great means you will do something great." I would love for you to subscribe to the Success Secrets newsletter on my website at www.deborahkozowski.com. And right now you can get your free MP3 download of the 10 surefire strategies to power up your productivity and performance. Book your complimentary discovery session. Find out what it's like to work with a coach. Often people don't know what a coach can do for them. So what I'll just tell you a few moments, but book your discovery session with me. I can be your thinking partner, your sounding board, where you can explore ideas. You can find out where you're stuck and uncover what's holding you back. And also prepare you through life's transitions and help you take the actions necessary to achieve the goals that you've been looking for. Also, I want to thank you for listening to the Millionaire Woman Show. And it has grown substantially because of all of you. We would love you to continue to share it with your family, your friends, your colleagues. Give us a 5-star high five and a review on iTunes. We would love that. Meanwhile, stay in touch with me. If there's a nugget from this show that has really impacted you, please email me at deborah@deborahkozowski.com. As Mahatma Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world. And my wish for you is you go out and make today great. Have a good one.